The Bible Stands. Words and Music by Haldor Lillinus. In the year 1918, Haldor Lillinus sent several songs to Charles Alexander, who was living in England. Mr. Alexander was the song leader for Dr. R. A. Torrey and had married an English girl named Helen Cadbury. He had built a home in Birmingham, England. It was at this time that he spent most of his days compiling the famous Alexander Hymn Book series, books that kept alive the great blessing of gospel songs that had been started by Moody and Sankey when they visited England first in 1873. Among the songs Mr. Lillinus sent to Mr. Alexander was one entitled Wonderful Grace of Jesus, which is, without a doubt, one of the most inspiring and singable congregational songs ever written. Among the other songs that were sent was The Bible Stands. With this song, Mr. Lillinus establishes a wonderful truth that the Word of God, the Bible, will stand forever because its author is divine, its author is God. This brings to mind the story of a man who once visited a blacksmith shop. In it he saw a great anvil upon which the blacksmith had placed a piece of heated